We're CJMQ, and today we're talking with Jen Young for Blue Seal Animal Nutrition Center, and that's at 1730 Wellington Street South in Sherbrooke in the borough of Lenoxville. So welcome, Jen.
Hi, Maureen. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing, Jen?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. So exciting news. The open house is coming up, the annual open house at Blue Seal.
That's
this Saturday, October 2nd.
Yep, from 10 to 2.
10 to 2, okay. So almost a full day of activities there. Certainly a jam-packed day for everybody. And open house is going to be a lot of things going on. So tell us about it, Jen.
Well, this year's open house, we're trying to stick to our annual tradition. You know, we will have the dog agility demonstrations.
Right, and that's with Jean-Guy Lalonde
yep.
and Associates.
Yep, yep. So that is very cool. Everybody likes to stand there and watch the dogs and the fruits of their efforts, you know, with their training. So there'll be probably one or two shows with dog agility. This year we're bringing in a face painter because we always had the kids coming in too. And, you know, something fun for the kids.
It maybe. Is fun, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe they'll like to get their face painted like a dog or a cat.
True.
Go figure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, this year we're bringing in some new things like the fashion show.
That's exciting.
It is. We actually just stemmed into the clothing line. We've always dabbled a little bit, but now we're actually looking into clothing. Now, I was one of those people that said, no, I would never put clothes on a dog. But you know what? Actually, after seeing these sweaters and especially the Halloween costumes are just too much for me. It with animals, they might have fur, but you know what? They do get cold.
They do get cold, yeah.
It's not good, dogs especially. If they go out in the rain for their walks or what have you and they come in and they don't dry properly, they can get dry. They can get hot spots, you know, skin irritations. So it is important to protect them as we would ourselves. So
it is, yeah. That's fun, too. Yeah,
we'll have a little demonstration of what we have right now, and we're continuously looking for different distributors and where we can get different things that will benefit our pets.
Good, and it's for all sizes and ages,
too,
so people can see what you have to offer on the actual dog, too.
That's it, yeah, for all ages. You know, like a small puppy, a small lab puppy is actually probably the size of a full-grown chihuahua. So
right.
There's different sizes from extra, extra small right to extra, extra large. So
wow, that's pretty neat. So where did you get the dogs? Is it from the dog daycare, some of them? Or?
Well, some of them are, yes. Our doggy daycare is doing so well. Some dogs are our regulars, like our puppy Bauer, who's been coming to us for a while now, and he's just little. So he's going to be in the fashion show. I'm going to put my puppy in. There's a couple dogs coming in from the community. A Newfoundland puppy's coming in too. And yeah, so we'll have about 10 dogs.
Okay.
And we're kind of hoping to have their young masters or even not so young masters in with them as well. You know, and especially now with the Halloween costumes for sure, it is something. I mean, if you're all getting dressed up as a family and going out for Halloween, then why leave Max or Fido, if you will, at home, you know, he can come too. And the attention that the dogs get when they're wearing their costumes is priceless.
Yeah, you know? I can imagine. Yeah, they do.
They do, and that's what they love, and that's what we're supposed to give them is all of our affection and attention, so.
Good, so that's at 1 p.m., and it's outside or inside?
Well, the fashion show is going to be outdoors, so I am keeping my fingers crossed like there is no tomorrow that Mother Nature is going to cooperate with us. Now, I don't want to jinx anything for sure, but I know that we've always had very nice days for open house, so we're going to just keep our fingers crossed. If it is, unfortunately, drizzling a little bit, then we will have to scale it down a little and bring our dogs inside. They'll still be dressed up, and they'll still get their affection, so everything will move indoors, but we're hoping to be outside.
Yeah, hopefully. So, rain or shine, it's on October 2nd, this Saturday.
Yeah.
And there's also going to be some fantastic specials, too. Some of them are 75% off, and that goes on for the week.
Up to 75%
off,
for sure.
Up to 75, yeah, some things, yeah.
For sure. We're trying to go through, you know, we're looking at a new way of looking at it, you know. And Blue Seal is a center. It is really a center. We're not a pet shop. We don't sell animals, and nor will we ever. We help people adopt animals, and we're constantly trying to, you know, fight the abandoned dog and cat population that just continuously grows and is forever there. And our objective is to really help people take the best care possible of their animals. So we have adoption days, and in the open house, we will have cats and dogs there from different refuges and shelters and hopefully find them a good home. But what we want to do is once everybody does have a good home, make sure that we can help the owners take the best care possible of their animals. So we are really a center. You come to us, and we can help you in a variety of fashions, especially with nutrition. We have nutrition experts. So if you want to make sure that you're feeding your dog the right food that for them, you know, not every dog has exactly the same food. We also have grooming. We have professional grooming. Grooming can be stressful for an animal, so it needs to be done properly. And then we have daycare. So we're there as a whole, as a center, to help pet owners be the best owners they can and take the best care of their pets they can.
That's exactly the way I think of Blue Seal. If you have a question, just go in there because everybody is so knowledgeable. And, you know, if your dog is 8 or 9 years old, it doesn't require the same type of food as a puppy, et cetera.
It does not.
Yeah.
It does not.
You also have horse food still?
Or? Yep. Horse food, alpaca food, deer food.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Whatever you can think of, we have it. And if we don't have it, then we'll get it.
Okay.
We're going to stem more into our field of horses.
Okay.
Horses are the biggest pets you can have. So, you know, yeah, we do. We have accessories. We have everything that you need for your horses as well. It's for sure that we're more predominant with the dog and cat.
Mm-hmm.
But we have so many other things. Rabbits, sheep, everything. We can help you out.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And you still have a big variety of wild bird seed and feeders, some really nice feeders.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
People that can't have a pet, yeah. And you have a lot of exciting things coming up too, new projects all the time, I guess.
We're looking into new projects. Yeah, we're trying to outreach as much as possible. Blue Seal's owner, Terry Winslow, he's very dedicated to his community. He's lived in this community his whole life, and he's an animal lover. Okay, when you say lover, I don't think there's a bigger animal lover than Terry Winslow. And Terry really, you know, and I've been helping him do this, try and outreach as much as possible into the community. Recently, well, the doggy daycare is one service, actually, that is relatively new. Then that is to provide a service, you know, for people, especially with puppies or senior dogs that need walking, that they can't get out. Because let's face it, you know, an adult dog, all right, you go to work, he might be okay staying at home. He might be all right staying at home the whole day and waiting for you. Some dogs might actually prefer it. But the majority of them want to be where they're getting patted. They want to be where they're playing. They want to be being cared for, you know, and that's the service that we provide. With the outreach, what we're trying to do is them into people that, you know, might have a harder time taking the best care possible of their animals for whatever reason. For instance, students. We know that students go to school all day long, and as much as there are some people who would like to say it's not a good idea for students to have pets, I disagree. I think that students, just like anybody else in the world, deserves that privilege of having a companion. A furry one at that, or a four-legged, but they deserve that too. However, they do need the proper tools in place to be able to care for them, and that's where the daycare comes into place. You know, we want to make sure that they're getting their animals, and you know that they're not leaving their puppy, who needs a little bit of training and extra attention at first, at home while they're gone for a full day of classes, or they have to go for the weekend, or what have you. So we have specials. We work closely with the students, especially in the store, too. There's special programs for them. We're also looking into seniors. Again, our seniors in the townships, the population of seniors is quite high. And as seniors are fighting to stay autonomous, many of them are also fighting to keep their pets, that they might have had for decades.
Exactly, and it's so important for their health in general, too.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. It really is. But a lot of the seniors, you know, and we all know that when you buy bigger, you save more money. However, seniors, when they get out, they can't buy a 40-pound bag of cat food. They can't buy a 40-pound bag of dog food. While we help them get it to the car, how are they going to get it out?
Mm-hmm.
So they can't. So we are presently looking into the taxi service, delivery service for seniors, information service. You know, a lot of the seniors, when they have their dogs, they can get hot spots, or it's not. Sometimes it's not easy to tell that your dog or cat has fleas. You know, scratching might be a sign, but it doesn't mean that you see these fleas right away. So, you know, give us a call, and we'll go up, and we'll take a look, and we'll help you as much as we can to take care of your pet.
That's great. That's great. You also have a special with the boarding for the students? Or?
Yes.
Okay,
yep,
great.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, we've got the daycare and the boarding. The boarding, of course, it's, you know, we've had dogs for 3 weeks.
Okay.
You know, sometimes.
Okay.
And, yes, they get a special, absolutely, because they can't afford it, as seniors cannot afford it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, they want their dogs to, you know, I don't want to have to leave the dog for 2 days, but I'll just have to have somebody stop in and check on them once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not, you know, it's like daycare for our children. It's no different. You know, it comes at a cost, and it can get very, very expensive. And for parents with children in daycare, there are means and there are tools that they can use and help them save money. And that's exactly what we're trying to do with their pets as well.
Good, great services.
Yeah.
Definitely something all the time. And Terry Winslow working very hard, and the whole staff there at Blue Seal. And
it's a good staff.
Yeah.
It's a good group.
It
you know,
is a good
when you
group.
Get a group of people together that have one common interest, and that is the love of animals, then you can't help but have a great group and a great team.
It is. And it's cageless for the day, too, for the and they're watched, too, so people need
to
worry about that.
All the time. Now, the daycare, how it works is for a full day, it costs $20, or if you get a five-pack. Now, that's not including the senior and student specials. Okay?
Right.
This is average. If you buy a five-pack, which you get a card that gets punched each time you use it, you can use it in 10 days or 10 years, it's up to you, then it falls down to $14. Now, with that $14, there is somebody with your dog at all times. It's a little pricier than a kennel because the dogs are not put in cages and then, you know, walked every once in a while. These animals are outside playing as much as possible. A lot of people will say, wait a minute, you can't have all those dogs all together. They don't get along. Well, they do. Dogs, more often than not, would rather get along than not. First, we do have a strict information policy, so we get all the information about the pet in the first place. So we know if they're afraid of larger dogs. We know if they're afraid of smaller dogs. We know that, you know, if they, something happened and they might not like boxers or this dog might not like Bernese, or we know that starting out. And then we have a very strict introduction policy with each one of the dogs. Each one of the dogs first spends time with the human that it's going to be with so that it gains its trust and relaxes a little bit. Then each dog is introduced to one another one at a time. And it's judged, and it's judged carefully. And there are some days, you know, when it's a hot day, they get grumpy. When they're hungry, they get grumpy. When they're they want to play with the same toy, well, they're fighting for attention, you know, and they can get grumpy there too. So all these things are watched very closely, and we have means of putting members of the pack that do get along on one side and the other members on the other. And that's watched. That's why we have somebody with the animals at all times.
Okay, well, that's certainly well thought out.
Something that we think is very important. I know that in Ontario there's numerous daycares, in Montreal even. There's numerous canine daycares. But around here we didn't have very many.
Right. It's a great service, and the service is all in one place, too. You can get everything, the food, you know, the daycare. They can stay overnight. The pet groomer. Pet groomer is so important, too, because, as you say, you may not realize your dog has fleas or your cat, and you may not realize that there's a little lump here, whereas the pet groomer would, you know, realize that right away. So there's definitely a lot of things going on at Blue Seal all the time. Definitely a pet lover's haven, and if you don't have a pet, come anyway to the open house. You might know some people that do have pets and spread the word.
Well, this is it, and with our biggest investment now into accessories and our recent, you know, growth, Blue Seal is a great place to go in and get the perfect gift for someone you know that has a pet, or for, you know, for Christmas or what have you. So it's really just a place that we want to help you take care of your animals as best as possible.
Good, good. So the open house this Saturday, October 2nd, so people are welcome to come and join in all the activities and see what Blue Seal has to offer. And if you go there on a regular basis, you might see something, too, that you haven't noticed before.
Yeah, new stuff is always coming in.
Good. That's great. That's fun, though.
It is. It is. It is.
Okay, and I guess you're on Facebook, too, Blue Seal Animal Nutrition Center?
Yep, absolutely. Okay. We've got a Facebook page so that we try and update regularly. We throw some pictures of daycare on there, too.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. Who doesn't like a picture of dogs playing?
True. So, 1730 Wellington Street South in Sherbrooke in the borough of Lennoxville. That's this Saturday, October 2nd. And the fun starts at 10, goes on until 2, so everybody definitely should make an effort to come. And bring the camera, too. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Actually, you know what? That's something I forgot to mention. Mm-hmm. Bring your camera to take the photos, but also we're going to have a professional photographer on site who's going to be taking photos of pets and their owners. And
that's great.
It is. It's something, actually, that I never had before. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, I don't have a picture of me and Wyatt. And I want one. So I'll be definitely getting that done on Saturday.
That's great. So a lot of fun for the whole family, too, for the kids, too.
Absolutely.
Okay, anything else you'd like to add, Jen?
I don't think so. I think it was really nice talking to you, Maureen. Thanks a lot for giving me a call, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Great. Well, thanks, Jen.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.